When I say the word retirement, what do you think of first? Never going to happen? How about later versus sooner? My next guest is here with the results of a new survey by ResumeBuilder.com. They sought to find out what the Gen Xers and Millennials think about retirement. What's behind their goals, ideas, and are they being realistic about the whole thing? She is a career strategist with ResumeBuilder.com. She also owns a Ride the Tide Collective. Julia Toothaker, how are you today, Julia?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Well, this was a great survey because it reveals so many different things above and beyond the obvious. ResumeBuilder.com and for Julia's company, RideTheTideCollective.com. What was it that this study sought to find out?
Yeah, so we really wanted to get an idea of what people thought about the retirement age. It was something that had been mentioned in the Republican presidential debate by Nikki Haley. And so it was something that we wanted to find out what were some of the younger Americans thinking about that, especially since they're a lot farther from retirement. And I think we got some pretty interesting findings from this survey.
Certainly. One of them, 51% of millennials and Gen Zers want, surprise, to lower the full retirement age. 6 in 10 say it should be age 60 or lower. And when I see that, Julia, first thing I think of is the report that every time we hear this report from the feds down in D.C., it always has the death date of the financial debt date, I should say, of Social Security getting closer and closer and closer. Millennials and Gen Zers, I think they missed that memo.
I think they understand it to a point. But I also get the impression that we hope that something will happen, right?
Yeah.
We hope that something will change. The reality of that, I don't know. But I think that's what we're hoping, is that something will eventually change so that a system that we've paid into will benefit us later. But I think what we're really seeing with that is people have more value on their life now, and so they want to spend more time living life versus working. Is that realistic? I don't know, but I think that's the hope that the younger generation is bringing to the workplace right now.
I want to give you the definitions, too, as far as ages are concerned, because in a way it makes sense of what the findings are, too. When we say Gen Z, those are people who are currently between the ages of 11 and 26. So, obviously, they have a lot of learning, a lot of time to do some learning, too. So, they have that to their advantage. Millennials, used to be called Generation Y, but millennials, because of their birth dates being between 1981 and 1996, just for your point of information, for you listening, that first question that brings into the getting into your wheelhouse, Julia, as far as looking for a career versus a job, because with a career, you also have the options of, well, in some cases, pension, in most cases, 401k. In most of those 401k cases, your boss, your company will match what you put in. So you're not going to be banking, for lack of a better phrase, on what's going to be left to Social Security when you get there.
Yeah, and I think that's what's a little bit different now, is I think that we're seeing the younger generations, I would say more in the millennials than anything, really learning more about what a 401k is, you know, and learning how to make themselves more financially stable, because they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if there's going to be any money passed down, right? You know, we've heard about how once the boomers start passing away, that a lot of wealth is going to come down, but not necessarily, because people are also living a lot longer, and that takes money as well. And so what I'm seeing, at least in my clients and just in what I see in the world and on social media, is there's a lot more focus about becoming more financially literate. And so I hope that will help them not be as dependent on Social Security, but obviously that's not going to be the case for everybody.
And with the retirement age, too, 44% of the respondents said that the change should take effect for everyone. 56% said it should be rolled over into future generations. In other words, I guess, those on the way closest to that retirement age, they get grandfathered in, but everyone following, let the changes apply to them. Which I guess staggers a little bit more. So it would in effect prolong the financial health of Social Security then.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of what I got from that as well. I think too, it's the people that are in it already, we obviously want them to keep it, and I think people are living longer, they're healthier. We're seeing the older generations stay in the workforce longer, and so do they need to be pulling their Social Security if they're already pulling a check? I don't know. You know, I'm not a political like economic expert, but. You know, we have to think about that as well. I think Social Security, from my understanding, was there for when you retired and you left the workforce. And now we're not seeing those older generations leave the workforce the way that they used to.
Or there are those who got it done and are retiring very wealthy, which leads to this question. 3/4 of millennials and Gen Zers, either somewhat, 39%, or strongly agree, 36%, that those who have a lot of money in their bank already should not be able to get Social Security payments. On the flip side, 26% somewhat and 17% strongly disagree with that idea. That's something that's been talked about a long time, where if you don't need it, why would you take what is really a drop in the bucket? Let's just use the extreme example. I really don't think Warren Buffett needs to be pulling Social Security.
Right. I don't think so.
And again,
yeah, and I think.
No, go ahead.
I think those. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say. It's just again, we're to the point where 2033 is the latest drop dead date of Social Security. To do everything possible to get that number going the other way would be a nice idea, and that one might be the easiest.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, too, that this aligns with a lot of what we're hearing from the younger generations, which is, you know, they're looking at people with money and going, you know, what the heck? You have this money. You have more than enough to live. You know, I think the phrase that I've heard repeated a lot is eat the rich. And I don't know all the details surrounding that, but my understanding of that is you have all of this money. Why are you continuing to do X, Y, Z to those of us who are struggling? And I feel like these numbers reflect that stance from the younger generation.
Wrapping up our time with Julia Toothaker, career strategist with ResumeBuilder.com, owner of Ride the Tide Collective, ResumeBuilder.com, RideTheTideCollective.com. And we also link directly to the ResumeBuilder.com survey that we're referencing here, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Let's wrap it up with what you, especially for the Gen Zers who are getting into that bridge from the first job into looking at a career. I mean, you always say do something you have a passion for, you like doing, but that's not always going to pay well. As far as career and dealing with the workplace in the here and now, because of age changes, remote working, the aftermath of the pandemic. How much has the business world changed, and has that created more opportunities, or is it becoming a more limited workplace, or is it simply something that's geographically going to vary depending on where you are and what you want to do?
Chris, that's such a loaded question. You know... I think that there's always going to be changes, and the market is always going to have shifts and changes when big things happen in the world. If we go back to 2008, that was a really big shift. If we look at 2020 and the pandemic, that was a really big shift. You know, so anytime things like that happen, we see big shifts in the workforce and how people are working, what they want out of work, all of that. So is that going to continue? Absolutely. What is the next big thing that's going to happen? I have no idea. A lot of people are saying that we're going to be going into a recession, or we're already in one. And I think that will also change things. We're seeing, what people are saying is that we're seeing a lot more layoffs right now. I actually pulled that data not too long ago, and the layoffs are really not that much more than they've been in previous years. But I think what we're seeing is people talking about it a lot more. I think people are much more open, and especially the younger generation, they are not afraid to get onto social media and say, I just got laid off, and here's what happened, and here's what I'm going to do about it. You know, my generation, I'm an elder millennial, we didn't do that. You didn't go on and talk about being laid off because that was seen as something negative. Now it's encouraged to do that and put yourself out there because you need a new position. So I think we're seeing a lot of changes in the workplace. And how is that going to shake out over the next 5 to 10 years? I have no idea. But I think it's going to be wild to see what changes do continue to come up.
And just add to the credence for once you get into a position to make as much as you can, save as much as you can, every possible way that you can. And that way you have the foundation. Should the rug get pulled out from under you, you get, as they say, wish you well in your future endeavors, that you will have something to endeavor into. Either way, check out this survey, because especially if you see yourself in it, it might just be an alert and a wake-up call for you to rethink what you've been thinking about as far as your financial and career future. ResumeBuilder.com on our homepage, we link directly to their study and learn more about Julia's Ride the Tide Collective services for career counseling and guidance, RideTheTideCollective.com. Julia Toothaker, thanks so much for bringing our attention to this study and what it holds for really anyone who looks at that, because it is information that we all have to pay attention to sooner versus later. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks a lot, Chris.